You've been painting for years, it looks like.
Yes, I started painting in the summer of 1998. I had injured myself at work and I needed to find something to get me out of the house. So I took a decorative painting class because I couldn't find anybody to teach Rosemaling in my area. And then I found out about Vesterheim and made arrangements to go there and started studying Rosemaling at Vesterheim.
And you went through the process of winning a gold medal there through there. What's that like?
Yes, they have the gold medal for several of the different folk arts, Rosemaling being one of them. And they have the Rosemaling exhibition every year at the end of July during Nordic Fest. And when you enter the exhibition, there's points associated with the ribbons. If you get a blue ribbon, that's 3 points, a red is two, and a white is one. And once you accumulate 8 points over the years of entering, then you're a gold medalist and you no longer compete for the ribbons, but you still participate in the exhibition. And I received my gold medal in 2012. The first gold medals in Rosemaling were awarded in 1967, and there were three that were awarded. And one of the women was Ethel Qualheim. And she was a very well-known Rosemaler throughout the United States and Norway as well. And she is my aunt on my father's side. And when I receive my gold medal in Rosemaling, it's the first time that it ever went to the second generation in the same medium. And she passed away just a few months before I achieved it, but she knew I would.
You got into it because of that history in your family, or?
Yes, Rosemaling was part of the decoration in my home as a kid, and I knew that my aunt Rosemald, but I had no idea of her notoriety until I started Rosemaling, and then I would hear about her wherever I went. But yes, I knew of the word Rosemaling, and so that's what I decided. I wanted to learn how to do that. And in a beginning class, they go around the table and they ask you who you are and what you're doing there. And I said, well, my name is Karen Nelson and I want to learn to Rosemaul. And the teacher said, well, that would be nice. And she went on to the next person. Well, we got to be friends after that. And she then told me quite some time later, she said, I had to go on from you because I had all I could do to keep from laughing because here you are, a beginner in the beginning class, wanting to learn one of the most difficult folk arts that there is.
So, how about the class you're teaching? Classes you're teaching this week in Petersburg? Is it? Am I saying this right? The Os style, or
It's
no?
us, os, or os. They're
Okay.
all three acceptable. I spent a lot of time saying us like moose, and then the person that taught me that, who is Nils Ellingsgaard, he documented the history of Rosemaling in Norway. He was a Norwegian, and he taught me us like moose. And then about 2 years later, he said, "Nope, it's os." And so I had to learn it all over again, and now it's us, os, or os.
What's the style like? How would you characterize it?
It's the most colorful, cheerful style. It's normally done on a white, red, or black background, and they're very abstract flowers, but very bright yellows and blues and reds, and the brightest of and most cheerful.
And comes from part of Norway that is
Yes.
where?
Over on the coast of Norway, it's us is a place in the Hordaland area. There's also a style of Rosemaling called Hordaland for that area, but us is specific to that town.
So will you be painting multiple things in that style, or?
Yes, we have three different pieces that are in the us style, and then we have one that's in the Hallingdal style. The Hallingdal style, you can mo identify it with the flowers are the main event, and scrolls are secondary to those flowers. The most popular of the Rosemaling styles is Telemark, and that's from the Telemark area. And the scrolls are the main event, and the flowers are secondary. And there'll be a C in the very middle of the Telemark, and then S stroke coming off of that, and then the smaller flowers filling in like a bowl, like a bouquet of flowers.
Okay. Is this a beginning class or is it intermediate or advanced that you're teaching?
All levels. There's a class on Saturday specifically geared towards beginners that have never had a paintbrush in their hand or experienced as well.
Both traditional and non-traditional pieces for these classes.
Yes, you want things to be useful. In the Norwegian tradition, that's what they do. And so one of them is a lefse server, and then there's also a snack board and the roast milling on one side, and we keep the natural wood on the other side because you want to use the items. Even though they're decorative, they're still used.